Blog Talk Radio.
It's time to strap our boots on. This is a perfect day to die. Wipe the blood out of our eyes. In this life, there's no surrender. There's nothing left for us to do. Find the strength to see this through. We are the ones who will never be broken. With our final breath, we'll fight to the death. We are soldiers, we are soldiers.
Once again, for coming to Bard's Logic Political Talk, part of the growing conservative conversation. I'd like to thank the people who will be listening to this on archive. Thank you very much for choosing to come to the show. Now, tonight, our topic is the GOP challenge, convince conservatives to support Mitt Romney. Now, there is a challenge going out there, one for me personally, is that can the Republicans convince conservatives to support Mitt Romney? Now, through what I'm seeing there on the social media sites is they're rife with Republicans who are out there trying to convince conservatives to support Mitt Romney. And the question goes out is, to the conservatives are you convinced yet? Have you heard the arguments by the Republicans of getting behind supporting Romney, and are you convinced to do so? If you are, then let us know, or if you still are not, let us know as well. You can also call in or participate in the chat to discuss and debate your point. And this is kind of a challenge for the people out there to, you know, bring to the fore, bring on a different forum, you know, their point of view on whether it's time, you know, if they're a conservative, and if they are, if they support Mitt Romney or if they do not. If they've been convinced by the Republican Party that Romney is it and Romney is their candidate or nominee, I should say. And if so, why? So it's an open challenge for people to come in and try to convince the conservatives, you know, if it, you know, to support Mitt Romney. Now, you know, I'm a Newt Gingrich supporter. That's why I support it in the primary, and I still stand by that stance. However, if people come in and they can have some good reasons why they support Mitt Romney, come in and tell us, and let's have an open dialogue of discussion and debate, you know, on whether, you know, the support is deserved, and also if it's actually time for it, because we still have a convention to go to. And there's a lot of talk out there about a brokered convention. So for the people out there, not on chat, but listening in, if you're in as a guest on the show, you know, they come in the chat as a guest, I do not believe that you can chime in through the chat aspect of it, which is one mode of being heard on this show, because I do like to go off into the audience and, you know, both on the line and in the chat, and I like to comment or answer questions too, or sometimes even someone in chat will send a link that I can check out. So if anyone would like to call, if they cannot get in the chat so they could be heard, the number is area code 347-945-7428. And I'll start while waiting to see if anyone wants to chime in the chat, or if anyone wants to call at the number that I just provided. I'll start off by reading something that was put on Facebook in an article, if the computer here will cooperate. There you go. It looks like, and I'd really like to have this person on the show, so anybody, it's by Nancy Labanette, who is a member of the Sarah Palin's Earthquake Movement, and it says it's by We the People Unite, and it was on Monday, July 3rd. And it says, I call for an open convention, if not now, when? If not you, the delegates, who? And that's the question. And the, let me check the chat out again. I see the computer's running a little slow. Oh. Okay, well, we already have a caller in, and I believe I know who this caller is. I believe it's Samuel Samford. And you sure have heard of Samuel Samford. He also has a blog talk radio show called Constitutional Conservatives Unite. And his show is from 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And you can find his show on blog talk radio. Or another way you can find not only Samuel Samford's show, but also a number of shows, about six shows, on the conservative conversation by going to the new Bard's Logic Political Talk website. And if you go to the homepage of the show when you came in tonight, you can see that there is a link to the new website. And if you go to the About the Show page and you read through, and when you get to the bottom of the page, you'll see link to the conservative conversation. And that will take you to a page that will have a way to get to the different conservative conversation shows, such as Samuel Samford's, but you also see mine, and you also see Pray USA, which is from Charlotte Dively, so you'll see her show on there as well. And you also see Mark Prasick's live video chat, which is also piped in from midnight to 2 on Blog Talk Radio and Ustream. So there's definitely different different venues to enjoy here on the Conservative Conversation. So without any further ado, I will let in Samuel Sanford.
Hey,
Sammy,
Robert.
How are you?
Oh, we're doing good, thank you. How you doing, my friend?
Oh, I'm doing good, doing good.
Well, if the so-called conservatives want to convince us to vote for Mitt Romney, they have sure gone about it the wrong way. From the so-called conservative Republicans in the House and Senate and the Republican governors and the NRC in general and the lamestream media, including Fox News.
I mean,
they have basically hijacked this election, and yes, I want a brokered convention too. I'm a Newt supporter. Newt was the only constitutional conservative running. But, I'm sorry. I am not going to vote for a liberal from Massachusetts.
You know, what, one thing is, I see in the, especially in the social media, especially Facebook, you know, there's the different groups, you know, and there's so, you know, some of them are, you know, so-called new groups, which I find interesting that in some of these new groups, you have a lot of people who are so actually supporting Mitt Romney. And so, of course, there's banter back and forth about, you know, all whether, you know, to support Romney and, you know, all we keep hearing, oh, well, we're sorry that, you know, we want it new, but Newt's not it, so we got to go with Romney. And I'm not convinced, and I'm waiting for someone to try to say something that could possibly, you know, convince me or other conservatives and then give me the opportunity to tell them why I think that Mitt isn't it. You know, but it's an open dialogue, open discussion, and, you know, for people to be, you know, if they want their point heard and why they think, you know, Mitt is it, you know, so to speak, then, you know, be, you know, call in and be heard. And if you're that confident that Mitt is it, you would think people would want to come in and chime in and be heard on that and tell people why they think that is. I mean, if they truly feel it at their core.
In a nice way, too. And
well, yeah, of course.
Not in an insulting way and calling us names and so forth.
Yeah.
You know, like I have on Friday, I have Open Mic Friday.
Right.
We let Jared on the show every weekend, every Friday, and he's a Democrat. He supports Barack Obama, but the guy is very elegant.
Mm-hmm.
He does not attack anybody personally. He doesn't use any foul language.
Right. Yeah, he actually called in on this show last night. Well, he didn't call in. Well, he called in at the very end, and he chimed in the chat a little bit, which, you know, I appreciate. And you're right. He is an eloquent speaker, and he is an Obama supporter. However, you know, he doesn't, as long as he keeps it on point, you're right, he doesn't cause any trouble.
No, he's not a troublemaker, and I will give him the appreciation and everything. I mean, this is a free country, and our Constitution allows us to vote for who we want to vote for.
Right.
And if you want to be, I will say blind, I'm being nice now, to vote for Mitt Romney, that's your choice. I'm not going to come on your show or on your page and attack who you're promoting. Now, if you want to be nice about it and ask me a question why I am still backing Newt when supposedly Newt has endorsed Mitt Romney, which he has not done.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I hear that all the time. Mm-hmm.
I mean, as long as they want to come on my wall or my show and be respectful, I don't mind them coming on, especially on Open Mic Friday. But when we get people out there that want to come on and use four-letter words or use God's name in vain or something like that that is very offensive to many people, then don't waste your time coming to my show because I'll kick you. It's not worth the effort because, I mean, but there's no way that everything I've heard from people that have come on my post on my Facebook wall, oh, that's all a lie, Sam. That's all a lie, Sam. Or that's all a lie, Sammy. I said, well, show me where it's a lie.
Right.
Show me the proof.
And there's been many times when you put them to it, you know, that I had a gentleman call on the show one time, and he was saying, like, oh, well, you know, Mitt Romney's more conservative than what people give him credit for. And then later on the show, after, you know, some dialogue between the two of us, he finally conceded, well, yeah, Mitt Romney is the most, you know, moderate to liberal candidate of all the ones who could have ran. And I'm like, well, yes, of course. You know, I mean, you finally concede that. So he's really not as conservative as, you know, one would give, you know, than people give him credit for. You know, but I mean, yeah. I want them to come in, Sammy. I really want the Romney supporters to come in. I want them to come in and tell me why they're for Romney. I mean, if it's, I mean, instead of something, you know, I don't want, you know, stupid things like people come in and saying, you know, just stupid off the wall stuff. But I mean, if they really have a cogent thought and cogent arguments for why they think, you know, Mitt Romney should be, you know, the conservatives should support the nominee, especially since this is before the convention, then, you know, come on in. You would think if they were that strongly for it, they would come on in and hear it.
Exactly. I mean, I'm willing to debate with somebody in a civil manner and leaving off the F-bombs and GD bombs and personal threats or personal insults. I don't mind somebody, especially on Open Mic Friday, that wants to debate in a civil manner, which people do in a presidential debate. Why can't they be civil like the candidates were in the debates? And some people are so afraid of there being a broker convention and their candidate doesn't make it. And like I've told you 1,000 times, Robert, I will never, ever vote for Mitt Romney unless, but we know this ain't going to happen, Newt Gingrich was his running mate.
Well, I would think if it did come down to a Mitt Romney, I think the only way Romney could win would be through, you know, a Newt Gingrich being on the ticket. I don't think he could even, because, I mean, I think that would be the only thing that could get the conservatives on board, because, the conservatives have seen what the Mitt Romney campaign and the RNC and the establishment has done to the one guy who's done more for the Republican Party than any of the candidates who are running, and I would even contend more than all of those people combined for conservatives,
yeah,
and for the Republican Party than Newt Gingrich. And conservatives seeing what they did to them, that's gonna be a hard thing to forgive.
And Robert, as you pointed out in the past, and as I pointed out in the past, every time we stick a rhino in there, they lose. George Bush,
right,
Senior lost his second term. Bob Dole lost the next time around. John McCain lost. Gerald Ford lost against Jimmy Carter.
Right.
And how do we need... No, actually, Gerald Ford, I don't think actually ran. I don't think he did this in 76. But we do not need another rhino in there. And for you people out there, I know what Robert knows what a rhino is, but for you people out there that don't know what rhino means, it's Republican in name only. And that is all Mitt Romney is, Republican in name only. I'd rather have Ron Paul as my candidate before Mitt Romney.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I disagree with 20% of what Ron Paul stands for, the other 80% I can live with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's, and I'm of the same mind there. I prefer a Ron Paul over Mitt Romney any day. You know, but as I said, you open up the opportunity for people to truly, you know, debate on why Romney, you know, would be it, you know, at least for them, if they're a conservative and they've changed over to Romney. And you ask them, okay, well you know, let's have that conversation. You don't get it. You know, and they just keep, you know, a lot of times they keep repeating themselves or something of that nature. So that's why I'd like to have that forum tonight here on this show for people to either, you know, chime in on the chat about it or call in and talk about it. But we'll see how that goes as the night develops.
And Mark's got a little experiment, but you'll catch it on my show tonight. It will be dealing with his show tonight. And it'll be starting about 11:30.
I see. Okay.
Well, actually, I can go on. I don't think Mark will mind if I share it. He's going to broadcast my show onto his show tonight at 11:30.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
I'm not sure for how long, but he's going to do it. And that's fine with me.
Mm-hmm. No, that's interesting. That's interesting.
I had to call everybody that I missed phone calls with while I was down for the past couple of days. And
right.
Didn't want to leave their calls go unanswered.
Mm-hmm.
Out of respect for my friendship.
No, I understand that.
As you know, I called you, I called Lisa, and I called Mark. There are a couple other people I couldn't get in touch with. But we need a real conservative in there, and when people say, when Mitt Romney said he was extremely conservative, I don't know what pipe he'd been smoking on that day. Yeah, I mean, I'm not trying to insult the guy, but his record proves otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
I got about a 10-minute audio clip tonight I'll be playing on my show that proves that Mitt Romney is a liberal. It's a very good audio clip. I'm not sure if you ran across that one yet.
What's the title of it? I might very well have.
Proof Mitt Romney is a liberal.
No, I've never seen that one. I've never seen that one.
I'll probably play the very first clip I have about Newt first, since the show's about Newt.
Mm-hmm.
Then after that, I will bring in callers and I'll play that little second clip there. But we cannot shut up for conservatism, constitutional conservatism at that. Conservatives anymore, when somebody says they're a conservative nowadays, they are not. That doesn't mean anything to me. George Bush was quote-unquote a compassionate conservative.
Right, that's what he ran on, and that's what he ran on in 2000 was a compassionate conservative. Mm-hmm.
Agreed that George Bush was a lot more conservative than Barack Hussein Obama was or is. Barack Obama is most likely a communist in training. Mitt Romney is a liberal, and they both stand for a lot of the same things. But, I mean, please, people, come on to Robert's show and tell us why we need to vote for Mitt Romney. I have not heard one legit reason why we truly need to vote for Mitt Romney. It's not about anybody but Obama. It's about putting the right candidate in there. And that's the reason I'm fighting for a brokered convention.
Well, because that is truly what the job of the delegates are. The job of the delegates are is to get the best candidate who is most able to defeat the opponent. And right now, you know, especially with the poll numbers I've been seeing recently, Mitt Romney isn't it, and that's not the only reason why Mitt Romney isn't it, and I haven't been convinced by Republicans why he is, but of course I open up, you know, I want to open up, you know, for dialogue to people who think that he is, you know, and that's fine, you know, for people to do that, let us know. I want to hear some good arguments on why, you know, we should, support Mitt Romney.
I have never heard a real, true, good point, except about we need to get Obama out of office. They don't understand at this time right now, before the convention, and as Donna Kaiser has said very, very eloquently, that until that last gavel slams in Tampa, Mitt Romney is not our candidate. And until that happens, we will not.
Yeah,
shut
I mean,
up
right now, Romney's the presumptive nominee. Romney. I've heard somebody use that term, Romney. Romney's not the nominee. Yeah, he's the presumptive nominee. You know, but he's not the real nominee. You know what I mean? He's not the official nominee.
Right. Right. And I am not going to support him or back him or promote him whatsoever. And I told you the only one way I would ever vote for him would be if Newt Gingrich was on ticket. I would not be voting for Mitt Romney. I'd be voting for Newt Gingrich.
Oh yeah, definitely. Just like I voted for Palin. I scratched in that box for Palin when it was McCain Palin. I was thinking I'm voting for Palin. I've got somebody in the chat here, Lugnut, who says, "No mutts, you better say that both of you, ha ha, or I smack you." Well, never fear, Lugnut. The show is about tonight is I have not heard any good arguments from any Romney supporters on why conservatives should support Mitt Romney. I have not heard an argument, but that being said, and I'm a new supporter, and I have not changed that. I'm still a no Mitt guy. I'll never will be a Mitt guy. I mean, I'll have to have a very convincing reason. Right now, the only way that I could be convinced to scratch on a because here you scratch the little box. The only way for me to scratch on that little box that has a Mitt Romney name on it is if a Newt Gingrich is on there on that ticket as well. That's the only way at this point that I would, that I'm going to do it. Or I mean, right now, if Newt's not on the ticket, my plan is to write Newt Gingrich's name in. But that being said, while I might not be able to be convinced by someone, a Romney supporter, someone who listens to the show may, and that's not my purpose because I like Newt Gingrich. However, I challenge these Republicans who want Mitt Romney, I challenge them to come on here to, give good reasons for us to support Mitt Romney. And, I haven't heard that yet, but we'll see. We'll see how the night progresses. And I see Lugna put an article in here, and I'll click on it because I like to share what the audience puts inside the chat. So because one thing I like to do here on Blog Talk Radio that I like about Blog Talk Radio is that, and you know this well, Sam, is the chat aspect is you could speak to the people in the chat, and you can actually get them involved as well. Because not everybody likes to call in and have their voice over the radio, but they still would like to be a part of the conversation. And so they can type something in the chat, and then we can, we can have a dialogue with them that way, have a conversation with them that way through the chat aspect of the Blog Talk Radio show.
Oh, exactly. Exactly.
So it's definitely more interactive, and that's why I think that shows such like Blog Talk Radio shows, is going to be the new media of the 21st century because it is going to be so interactive. And then you have media outlets such as Fox News and your dialed radio such as Glenn Beck and Rush Limbaugh and stuff like that, where the conservatives relied on them for quote unquote conservative news and a conservative a conservative angle, on events, especially when it comes to politics. But I feel they really let the conservatives down in this election process, this election cycle, by the way that they handled this election and propping up Mitt Romney.
I agree.
The article, go ahead.
Now, I just want to say this to Kim. Kim, my main goal right now, though, is not the turd. It's still to take Newt Gingrich to the podium and be our
nominee.
Oh,
yeah. I'm just letting
Kim know that that would be the only way in hell that I would ever vote for Mitt Romney.
Okay.
Was it?
Yeah, she put go ahead, Sam. Go ahead.
That if Newt Gingrich was as the vice presidential candidate, and that would be the only way in heck I would ever vote for Newt as a running mate. Thank you, Kim, because I would drag you away from the mutt. Go ahead,
yeah.
Robert, I'm sorry.
No, I'm just mentioning the article that she put in here, and if my computer will cooperate, then I will. this thing's a dinosaur. It seems like Gingrich talks to Political Live. I'll have to check out the clip, and here what I'll do here is I'll bookmark this page so that I could come back to it later. Now, this has definitely been in the news lately, and I've even seen this on a lot of Blog Talk Radio, some other Blog Talk Radio shows. You know, and I don't want to be redundant. I don't want to have the same thing on this show as, you know, someone else is going to have on theirs. And, you know, while it's good to mention some of the same things, I've seen other shows that are, you know, just totally focused on it. So, you know, I'll mention it, but it won't be the focus here. And the article is from The Right Scoop. You know, July 24th is the date. And it's just therightscoop.com for the people who are listening to the show but are unable to see the chat. And it's just therightscoop.com. And that's T-H-E-R-I-G-H-T, scoop, S-C-O-O-P.com. And the name of the article is Newt Gingrich defends Bachman and others asking questions about Muslim Brotherhood and Huma Abedin. Oh, I actually did not too bad on that. But Newt Gingrich told Politico that the questions raised by Michelle Bachman and the other four GOP congressmen about the Muslim Brotherhood and Huma Abedin are valid and worth investigating. He also says the attack against Bachman and others coming from Boehner and the GOP leadership are wrong and suggest that the elite culture in Washington is far too politically correct. And who is a member of that elite culture in Washington?
Which culture?
The elite culture in Washington.
Oh, that's John Boehner and...
No, John Boehner. Rince Priebus.
Rince Priebus and McConnell from Kentucky and Marco Rubio.
Right. And Mitt Romney's definitely elite. And my understanding, Mitt Romney hasn't said anything in defense of her yet, correct?
No, he hadn't.
Mm, okay.
He's not going to say anything bad about Rince Priebus because they're...
No, he's going to stick with the establishment. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're little buddies.
Yeah, why people can't see that is beyond my, you know, comprehension. And let me tell you, on some of these Facebook pages that are supposed to be Newt pages, I contend that, and I'm not going to mention any names because it doesn't matter because they'll deny it, but I know, okay, I'm pretty confident that I know that there are Romney operatives that are on those Newt pages. I really do. I'm not going to mention names, but I'm pretty sure there's some Newt operatives, not Newt. There's some Romney operatives on those Facebook pages, on those social network pages. I'm pretty confident of that. And I think I know who they are, but you know, I won't say on air, you know, what my what my theory is on who they are. But I've got a good indication of who they are, and those are the people I really would love for them to come onto the show and to, you know, and tell us why they think we should, you know, go ahead and vote for, you know, or support Mitt. Now, I heard a lot of people say that, oh, well, Newt Gingrich is supporting Mitt, so that's what, you know, so we got to support Mitt. Well, you know, he's a politician, and he's got to do what he's got to do as a politician, but we're not, you know what, it might sound crazy, but we are actually more free to do what needs to be done okay, when it comes to, like, getting a broker convention so we can get, the person who can actually beat Barack Obama to run against him. We're at the people, and it always is the people, or at least it should be, are the ones who are supposed to have the control, even though, you know, most of the time or a lot of the time it's the politicians. You know, so we actually have more control of what happens in Tampa than they do if the people get motivated and go out en masse and do something about it.
Exactly. And they got to get fired up. They got to get out there and educate people like you're doing, like I'm doing, like Mark's doing, like Charlotte's doing, and so many other real conservative radio bloggers or video bloggers or just regular bloggers on the alternative media. We have to educate people what the real truth is. And, I mean, and as you've said, Robert, before, the internet radio is going to be the source of information for years to come. It's growing by leaps and bounds.
I think so. Go ahead, Sammy.
I agree with you 100%.
And I think a good segue into that is something that the Obama, campaign is focused on. But here's the thing: this stuff has been focused on way before Obama has. But this is what we've got to look forward to if Romney does indeed become the official nominee. And I'll play a clip to illustrate this.
Okay.
Well, the debate over Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney's time at Bain Capital has been the source of some debate. Is it really that big of a deal? It could be, if Governor Romney's failure to properly report his past with Bain means he committed a federal felony. Ben has the reality check.
At the heart of this issue, when did Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney actually leave Bain Capital? Was it in 1999, as Romney has claimed for at least the past 10 years? Or was it in 2002? Does it matter at all? Well, actually, it may very much matter. Here's the background. Mitt Romney has continually stated that since February 11th, 1999, he has not had any active role with any Bain Capital entity and has not been involved in the operations of any Bain Capital entity in any way. In fact, he stated exactly that on a recent financial disclosure form filed June 1st as a presidential candidate. According to an article in the Boston Globe, the story Romney is telling, though, is different than what the SEC was told. Government documents filed by Mitt Romney and Bain Capital say that Romney remained chief executive and chairman of Bain 3 years beyond the date that he said he ceded control. Romney has said he left in 1999 to lead the Winter Olympics in Salt Lake City, ending his role in the company. But Public Securities and Exchange Commission documents filed later by Bain Capital state that he remained the firm's sole stockholder, chairman of the board, chief executive officer, and president. Also, a Massachusetts financial disclosure form that Romney filed in 2003 states that he still owned 100% of Bain Capital in 2002. And Romney's state financial disclosure forms indicate that he earned at least $100,000 as a Bain executive in 2001 and 2002, and those are separate from investment earnings. So what does the Romney campaign and Bain Capital say about all of this? Well, both have suggested the SEC filings that show Romney as the man in charge during those additional 3 years have little meaning, and they're the result of legal technicalities. In fact, Bain Capital released this statement yesterday on the issue. Mitt Romney retired from Bain Capital in February 1999. He has had no involvement in the management or investment activities of Bain Capital, or with any of its portfolio companies since that time. But is that true? There are 9 SEC filings submitted by 4 different business entities after February of 1999 that describe Romney as Bain Capital's boss. Some show him with managerial control over 5 Bain Capital entities that were formed in January of 2002. Those are according to records in Delaware where they were incorporated. Now, a former SEC commissioner told the Boston Globe that the SEC documents listing Romney as Bain's chief executive between 1999 and 2002 cannot be dismissed so easily. And now comes the Obama campaign, who have jumped on this as well. Obama campaign lawyer Robert Bauer said today there could be severe consequences for individuals and companies that lie to the SEC. Quote, in fact, as he now claims that he was not active with the company, that he was not the controlling person that is described here, that means these statements are false. And, as I said, there are very, very serious legal consequences that would follow. So what you need to know? In order to be telling the truth, Romney could not have been running Bain, but nothing in his SEC filing stated that he wasn't being paid or that he didn't own Bain Capital, and there is a difference there, just that he wasn't actively involved as a manager or in investing activities. According to newspaper reports at the time, he was working 16 hours a day on the Olympics in Salt Lake City. If Romney is telling the truth and was only involved in Bain as a figurehead and drawing a salary, he'll be fine. But if it comes out that he was involved in managing any of Bain's activities or investing activities in 2000, 2001, or 2002, well, then Mitt Romney is guilty of lying on official federal disclosure forms, thereby committing a federal felony. No doubt there are a lot of people investigating every detail on both sides. And that is Reality Check.
If you'd like to make your voice heard in the story, would you like to? You can head over to Ben's Facebook page. You can find it by simply searching Ben Swan, WXIX.
What do you think, Sammy? It's an issue that's now, there's going to be more issues that are coming up. You know, the thing we covered last night, and people in the audience, you know, they like to look to the archives to see the show, is that, you know, if the Republicans are going to beat Barack Obama, we need a broker convention, or Mitt Romney, you know, after all this stuff starts coming to the fore, for him to just step down to open up, you know, for a true conservative that can beat Barack Obama, we can have a Republican victory in November.
That is how I see it. I mean, I'm going to tell you, I've played that same clip on my show, and I think you played it before I did first. But we need a broker convention. We need a real constitutional conservative in there. We need Newt Gingrich in there. And until otherwise, I'm sorry. I have no respect for Mitt Romney. He has waffled so many times. He might as well go work at Waffle House and make a waffle. That's how I feel about it. I don't know if you have waffle houses up there or not.
Oh, I've never eaten one. They have a very bad reputation around here of being a very dirty spoon.
Well, they're pretty good down here in Georgia's their headquarters. They're pretty good down here.
Oh, that might be why. You're close to them. We're up here, you know, so we're not as close to them. So I guess the farther away you move away from corporate, the worse it gets, maybe.
Well, and a lot of them. But, I mean, he can go down and waffle all he wants to. I mean, he changes his mind on everything. He can never stand by one opinion he has done one thing. He has defended his actions on Romneycare. I will give him that much credit. But other than that, he is a waffler, yet-a-sketch candidate, and I'm sorry.
Well, you know, and part of the show that I was, you know, trying to give, you know, put it out there when I was promoting your show, is give the Romney supporters an opportunity to come in and chime in and be heard. As of right now, I haven't heard any do so, but you know, I was just looking at the chat and hello and welcome, Kathy, to the show. Thank you very much for coming in. While promoting the show, I put him in some social media that, you know, I thought maybe would motivate him and have him come in to, you know, have a discussion, have a dialogue. But at least if right now the show has been going on for 45 minutes, and I don't see any takers. I haven't seen any takers, and I think that's telling, that they really, I think they know in their heart of hearts that Mitt Romney isn't really the candidate. You know, there's really no defense of him, to end up being the nominee.
They are afraid of their own candidate. That's how I see it.
No, I agree. I think that they're so, they're still that anybody but Obama. They know he's a liberal. They know he's Obama light. Yeah, they're so afraid of Obama that, they'll just put any Yahoo in there. And if it's Romney, so be it. We got to go and rally behind Romney. It's like, well, now is not the time, especially when you've got the convention coming up. And, the information's out there about, the unbound delegates where, they can vote their conscience, that they don't have to, that they can vote for who they may because, it's their job to, any event you've heard before, it's their job to override the popular vote if they find it necessary in order to get a candidate, the best candidate that's able to beat the opponent.
Yep. And I just, these people, I don't know what to say. I'm going to be nice. Please, people, wake up and let's take this to a broker convention. And if you can come on Robert's show or come on my show later on, and actually, if you want to dig up my show now, you can either dig up Keep Newt In Now, Money Bomb, or you can dig up Conservative Talk Radio with two O's on the end. Kathy, I see your question in the chat. I am not sure. I think some people were changing sides. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. I see the chat, but I want to see how it develops before I make comment here, because I am aware of what they're talking about.
JD and
JD Cash, they're in one of the Facebook pages. Right. This time, I'm not going to promote. I'm not going to say the different pages. Either promoting or trying to say anything bad about them. But it is a new page on Facebook where, as I said, there are people there who were supposed to say they're with say they still are with Newt. And I think that they take, I think they take some things too literally. So, and there are some that, I question whether they were, were Newt or how loyal they were about, supporting Newt. But I do know, and I won't mention any names, as I said, because, of course, you could say them, but they'll deny it, that there are, Romney operatives that are in the Newt pages.
Yeah, and there's no reason to bring it on the air because, that distracts from what we're trying to do. Now, I do have some fun with that one person. It smells like a fish, but...
Oh, Silver Tuna still bothering you?
I played that song on Saturday night. I think it was Dan gave me. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
It was funny. Here, I'm getting ready to put what I put on my wall after Claire Clark tagged me in her pictures when we met down to meet Newt a week and a half ago.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a little disc I'm going to put in the chat.
Sure, go ahead.
This is
what part of the radio show is for.
Well, it won't let me get the whole chat in there, the whole post, but I can get most of it in there. And okay, wouldn't let me get the H on.
Oh yeah, I see that. That's okay. Yeah, there's only a certain amount that you can put into the chat. Well, I guess it's a good thing to keep people from spamming, because some people they'll just spam the heck out of it. So that's actually something I like that they put in there.
Yep. I was there to see Newt, and I know you do, Kathy, but Newt, like I that came on to you that night after Meet Newt, he only mentioned Mitt Romney twice and never did say support or endorse Mitt Romney. He was strictly about attacking Barack Obama.
Right.
The current terror sitting in the White House. And, I mean, I'm sorry. I mean,
I don't know to be sorry for who you support, Sammy.
No. I'm sorry for these idiots out there that can't wake up and they've been drinking the Kool-Aid with the Democrats.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what they're doing. And it's just, I mean, please, people, wake up out there. Robert's trying to get the message out. I'm trying to get the message out. Marco Newt now is trying to get the message out. There are other shows out there. Wake Up and Face the Dragon trying to get the message out. We need a brokered convention, and we need a real conservative in office. And as far as I'm concerned, it is Mr. Speaker Newt Gingrich. But if you can give me, as Robert has asked you, please come on his show and ask him, give him a real reason why he should vote for Mitt Romney or why we should vote for Mitt Romney. No one has ever come on Robert's show and actually gave us a real reason.
That's
without
true.
Using some cuss words.
That is true. I've had him come in and get nasty and cuss words, and I had a couple, you know, give some, you know, reasons. Like one said is, oh well, we actually need a moderate to steer this ship, and I'm like, really? I mean, a moderate Republican has not won in a general election in 40 years. What makes you think that one's going to now? You know, I mean, you're going up against history. It's, you know, it's just not going to happen. And I mean, if you look at the poll numbers now, you know, and then, you know, put them to the Electoral College vote, you know, there's things saying, oh, well, you know, Obama's got a slim lead. No, it's more than just a slim, you know, it's more than just a slim lead that Obama has.
Yeah, it was 8 or 9 point difference.
Oh yeah. Well, I mean, I could pull up a map and put some Electoral College votes in there, and you know, according to those votes, he gets slaughtered.
Oh, exactly. I mean, sure, he's doing bad on the economy, but other than that latest poll just came out, but it still did not give any new numbers that Mitt Romney was faring any better against Barack Obama in the general election.
Oh yeah. Well, especially when you take it in the it's not even the national poll. You have something like, oh, well, the nationally. Well, it's not the national polls that really matter. It's the Electoral College ones that, you know, that matter in the general election.
Yeah. But I mean, when I say, but you know, all states, when it comes to Electoral College, it's a winner take all in each state. Who has a popular vote takes the whole electoral college.
All right, I understand that. And that's why, you know, what I did the other night is, you know, I took these national polls and I extrapolated the numbers out of them, and I put them into and said, look, if Romney was to, if the election was to be held today, Romney would lose by a large margin, including losing the states of Ohio and Florida.
Yes, he would. Because, I mean, there's so many idiots down here that would vote for either one of those two.
Well, look at Ohio. Ohio is a perfect example. In 2008, they voted for Obama, and then in 2012, the Republicans, at least, voted for Romney. So there's an obvious moderate to liberal poll in Ohio.
Well, it's the same thing here in Florida. I mean, the idiots down here in Florida, Obama barely won Florida in 2008 or 2007 or 2000. Then in 2012, I mean, it's a winner-take-all state, but that's the last I heard that was originally, and there was a lawsuit filed, but I guess Newt's probably dropped the lawsuit now.
Sure. Well, but I'm sure he dropped the lawsuit because, you know, there wasn't anything that was going to be done about it.
Well, see, Florida's, the the convention rules or the RNC rules, if a state breaks their agreement on holding their primaries early,
yep,
that whole thing goes out the door about winner takes all.
Exactly. Well, here's another thing. Yeah, Florida usually is a winner take all state because they usually have their primary after April 16th. Well, once you have a primary, but they end up having their primary before April 15th. So what they did is they lost half their delegates. That was what the penalty to the state was. But they still allowed it to be a winner take all, especially if they thought that, you know, Romney was going to get it. But actually, when Rens Priebus was asked about it by Greta Van Susteren, his explanation was, oh, well, you know, if we were to not let it be a winner-take-all state, then that would be a double penalization against Florida, which that's incorrect. What it would actually be is there would be a penalty, which would be the having only half the delegates. So it would be a penalty, and that would be the half the delegates. But having it only be proportional, that would be going by RNC rules. So they broke the rules because they seen that it could favor Romney.
Oh, exactly. I mean, they have no respect for the Florida state constitution or the Florida RNC or the people of Florida. It's all about the national RNC. That's all it boils down to, and it's down to padding Mitt Romney.
Right, and I suggest to the listeners, the people in chat, and the people who are going to listen to the show on archive, to, you know, if you're fed up with the way that the Republican Party, the RNC, and the establishment has been conducted themselves in the primary process. Bob Wright, you are, you know, your RNC chairman in the state, because there's a good chance are that those people are also delegates. So I'll write them your displeasure, not in a threatening way. You know that you're on to them, and that look, if Mitt ends up getting the nomination, that you know the support from him is going to be withheld, and I see a lot of conservatives doing that.
Oh, I mean, and the one thing about it though, let me point this out. I have seen the Rick Santorum pages drop to the wayside, but your privately owned new pages, they are still as active as they were when Newt was in off running.
Exactly.
And the Newt people are still very energized for Newt Gingrich.
Well, in my opinion, some are going to take stances, but I say the true supporters, and then you say that to some people, are like, how can you say because I'm doing what... See, that's the whole problem, is they're saying, oh, well, I'm just doing what you know, Newt is telling us to do by supporting Romney, but they're not what they're doing. They're failing to see that the only reason why Newt's doing what he's doing, because he is a politician, is he's more supporting the party than he is Mitt Romney. Mitt Romney is just a presumptive nominee, so by default, when he's supporting the party in a victory over Obama, it just happens that Mitt Romney's name's attached to it, and that's probably, you know, one of the reasons, if not the reason, you don't hear Newt talking about Mitt Romney much. It's more about negative against Obama, not positive on Romney.
Right, exactly. All right, well, Robert, I'm going to have to drop off for a few minutes. I'll try to get back on. I need to put my phone back on the charger so it'll be ready for my show. And
no, I understand that.
I'll probably call back in with my wife's cell phone real soon.
Okay, great. Well, thank you very much, Sammy, for coming in. And, folks, that was Samuel Sanford. He also has a Blog Talk Radio show. And that is Constitutional Conservatives Unite. And you can find it on Blog Talk Radio through search, but you could also find it on the new website for this show, Bard's Logic Political Talk. And you can find a link to the website on Blog Talk on my homepage here at Blog Talk Radio, and just click on the link, and on the – okay, I'm sorry. I was distracted. There's an alarm going off. There, you will find on the About the Show page, at the bottom of the About the Show page describing the show, you will find a link to click, a link to the Conservative Conversation, where you can find a link to this show as well as Sammy's show, but also two other shows who are part of the Conservative Conversation, and that is Charlotte Dively's show, Pray USA, and also Mark Prasick's show on Blog Talk Radio. So, and that's from midnight to 2 is Mark's, and then Samuel Sanford's is from 10 until midnight. And then Charlotte, I believe is hers is from 9 until 10, which is Pray USA. So you can find those all on the new Bard's Logic Political Talk website. And I hope you check it out, and I'm sure you'll enjoy it. There's some nice videos on there, that some of which you'll hear those clips on the show. You'll see who the upcoming guests are going to be. Yeah, I will be, you know, continually updating those, sometimes on a daily basis. You know, if someone calls in who I've been trying to get a hold of, Arlen Williams for Thursday's show from Gulag Bound. I do have, for people who are familiar with Ann Newsom, she was the South Carolina phone captain for the grassroots Newt Gingrich campaign. And she will be on tomorrow talking about her and her husband's culinary blog, which on Wednesdays I move away from the politics for one night, you know, and to help promote people's shows or businesses, or if they're authors or playwrights, you know, anything of that nature. And it doesn't necessarily have to be or have a political connection to it, much like tomorrow night's show with Ann Newsom, and she'll be coming in to talk about, you know, as I said, their food blog, and which really doesn't have much to do with politics. So that being said, I'd like to once again invite people out there who are listening to feel free, if you are a conservative or even a moderate for that matter, and you'd like to come in and give your reasons for why conservatives should support Mitt Romney, or why you are a conservative and you can have moved on to supporting Mitt Romney, feel free to call into the show, you know, and be heard, or you could chime in the chat. But the call-in number is area code 347-945-7428. Now, one of the things that I do here on Bard's Logic Political Talk is put out information that you might not hear from the mainstream media, you know, and or especially the so-called conservative media, such as Fox News, and I spell it F-A-U-X News, or you know, those like Rush Limbaugh or Glenn Beck, and these are things that you just will not hear from them. So I have a clip here I'd like to play, and the reason why I play these clips and get this information out is, if you haven't heard it already, and some of this you will not, this is kind of information that the Obama campaign is going to use after the convention in order to, you know, ensure a victory for, you know, for Obama. So it's going to get this information out before the convention so that it can be seen and Romney can be vetted, so that we can actually get a candidate through a brokered convention, okay, that can defeat Barack Obama. And this is one thing that I think that's going to give more attention once the convention is over with, and it'll be too late for the Republicans to switch their nominee that will be effective in defeating Barack Obama in November.
For most of the 20th century, America's leaders saw the need to help the elderly afford medical care. President Eisenhower championed legislation. It became known as Medicare. Later, President Kennedy fought for it. President Johnson finally signed the Medicare bill into law, and every American president since has worked somehow to protect, improve, or strengthen Medicare.
The social safety net of programs they depend on are exempt from any cuts. Medicare will not be cut.
After all, generations of Americans have relied on Medicare for half a century. But there are those who prey upon it.
Billing Medicare for services they never provided or patients didn't need.
The government says that con artists are draining the lifeblood out of it by filing millions of dollars in phony claims.
At the center of one such Medicare scheme, Mitt Romney. It's a story of fraud, a story of big profits, big lies, and at the time, the biggest criminal fine for healthcare fraud ever levied in Massachusetts history. The company was Damon Clinical Laboratories. In 1989, Mitt Romney's company led a takeover of the medical testing outfit. Romney would manage the company and serve on its board of directors. Under Romney's direction, the company was making huge profits. But as Forbes magazine reported, Romney was supervising a medical testing company guilty of massive Medicare fraud.
At a time when money is tighter than ever, this kind of fraud is costing Americans as much as $90 billion a year.
The company was misleading doctors, ordering complex and unnecessary blood tests, not disclosing to doctors that Damon Corporation was billing Medicare at a much higher rate for each unnecessary test. According to the U.S. Attorney's Office, under Romney, the number of tests billed to Medicare on an annual basis skyrocketed. Medicare paid more than $16 million for unnecessary iron deficiency tests alone. But it didn't stop there. Romney's company was ordering unnecessary blood tests for coronary artery disease. In order to ensure doctors wouldn't complain, the company made it difficult for them to receive a coronary risk profile for patients if they didn't go along. For busy doctors caring for their patients, there was little choice. The tests were ordered, and the Damon Corporation would issue another fraudulent bill to Medicare.
We've got to attack the rampant fraud that exists in numerous government programs.
The illegal activity was happening right under Romney's nose. Romney kept a watchful eye on profits, while tens of millions of dollars in illegal Medicare money flowed through the door.
One of the ways I'll do that is by enacting far stiffer penalties for those who steal from taxpayers.
But under Romney, Damon Corporation was the one stealing from taxpayers. The scheme wasn't going completely unnoticed. A task force of federal officials had launched Operation Lab Scam to investigate clinical laboratories who they suspected of fraudulent Medicare billing. Squarely in their sights, Mitt Romney's Damon Corporation. It is unclear whether Mitt Romney was aware of Operation Lab Scam, but his timing in 1993 is suspicious. While federal agents under the U.S. Attorney's Office were busy closing in on Damon Corporation, Romney was busy orchestrating a sale of Damon to Corning. Finally, a seven-page subpoena was served on the Damon corporate headquarters on August 24, 1993. In an incredible coincidence shown in SEC filings, Romney's company sold Damon to Corning in August 1993. At the very same time, the Fed subpoena was issued. Two whistleblowers came forward under Corning, and Medicare fraud charges were brought. The systemic fraud under Romney's reign finally ended. The Boston Globe reported Romney was completely unaware of any investigation. But later, Romney changed his story, claiming that he helped uncover the fraud and the illegal activity, asking the board's lawyers to investigate, saying the board took corrective action. But both federal investigators and Corning rebuffed Romney's claims, stating that Corning stopped the fraud, not Mitt Romney. In fact, Romney never reported the fraudulent Medicare activities to authorities. In 1996, the Damon Corporation pled guilty to defrauding Medicare. Damon was ordered to pay the U.S. government $119 million to resolve all federal and Medicaid criminal and civil claims. The government said the settlement covered literally millions of fraudulent claims. At the time, it was the largest criminal fine for healthcare fraud ever levied in Massachusetts history. Incredibly, when Romney's firm orchestrated a sale of Damon Corporation to Corning Incorporated, it tripled its investment, walking away with a $12 million profit. The Boston Globe reports Romney personally pocketed $500,000 from the deal. In a now familiar Mitt Romney refrain, thousands lost their jobs and the company went bankrupt. Cost to American taxpayers? The Boston Globe put the figure at nearly $40 million. Just 10 years later, no one might suspect Mitt Romney had been at the center of one of the greatest Medicare frauds of the 1990s.
I can't wait to get my hands on Washington.
One longtime reporter for the Boston Globe and co-author of the new biography, The Real Romney, put it this way.
I certainly think that there's reason to question, if you're looking at sort of who he is politically, sort of what he really is inside.
Even more troubling, Romney denies his business ever had any dealings at all with Medicare.
Did Bain ever do any work with any company which did any work with the government like Medicare?
We didn't do any work with the government.
Okay, folks, the rest of that was just some music. So I'd like to thank the other people who have come in and joined the show tonight. Thank you very much for coming in. If you'd like to call in and be heard about the topic of tonight's show, the guest call-in number is area code 347-945-7428. Or if you'd like, you can just log in to Blog Talk Radio, and you can join in the chat. And also, if you're there, if you like this show, you can follow me just by going to the icon that says follow, the little button, I should say, that's under the icon that says follow, and you can follow the show, and I really appreciate it. Now, one thing I've done while promoting the show is I've asked Romney supporters to come on to try to convince, or convince conservatives, or if they are a conservative that's been convinced to support Romney, to come in and say why or why not. Now, I personally am still a Newt supporter and will continue to be. But, if people are going to support it, I believe that if a person is going to support a candidate, they ought to have good, reasonable, logical explanations to why they are strongly, why they support the candidate. And so I'd like to have them come in, and if they, if it's a strong argument, they come in and tell it. I have not seen a strong argument yet. And perhaps the reason why I have not heard one is because, frankly, there isn't one. And frankly, maybe that's why there has been a lack of Romney supporters calling in tonight to support why they are supporting Mitt Romney or trying to. Maybe the ones who we see on such things such as, I'm just reading a chat and I'll get back to it. what I've been reading on Facebook is, perhaps the people who are supporting, here, let me put this out at the audience, perhaps the people who are in some of the Facebook pages that were once Romney support, were once Newt supporters, but now are Romney supporters, but still support Newt, but support Romney because Newt says to support Romney. You know what I mean? Perhaps some of those people, and I think that there are in some of the pages, are actually working for Romney and are Romney operatives. Now, I think there's some I have my suspicions too, and I won't mention names, and I'm sure there's other people out there, because even if you ask people, of course they're going to deny it. And someone made a very good point, on a chat I've got here. Colleen, thank you for adding that. And I agree, is that someone, Colleen put in chat, I'm in a separate chat here, I'm actually on a Facebook chat. So that's the one thing I like about this. You have all these different modes of communication for these shows. It's great because not everyone's comfortable enough to, have their voice heard on the radio, and that's fine. Or others, they don't want to call in, and it could be long distance because it isn't a 1-800 number, which hopefully in the future I'll be able to supply that for the listeners. But Colleen, puts that no one – supports Mitt really just afraid of Barack Obama. And I think that is a very, Very good point. Very good point. And you know, I've got somebody on hold here after I make this point real quick, and I'll let them in because it's someone I think you all well know. Is that, yes, I mean, I think, and that's what the moderates have relied on, is to use that fear that people have of Obama, thinking that they can push on the conservatives yet another, you know, moderate rhino, you know, candidate that they are hoping that the conservatives will support. So, yes, it's not that, and I hear this a lot, well, I'm not really voting for Romney, I'm voting against Obama. Well, you know, we're not at that stage yet. We still have a chance at a brokered convention. But I don't like to leave people on hold long. And I think, once again, thank you, Sammy. I believe we've got Samuel Sanford calling back into the show.
Hey, Sammy? Robert. Yes.
Hey, Sammy. Thank you for coming back. We've got some new people in the audience. Thank you very much for coming. Go ahead while I check some other chat here.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. I think a lot of these people out there, they're willing to vote for a moderate or a Republican liberal, a.k.a. Mitt Romney, in order to vote against Barack Obama. And that's a very lame excuse to vote for Mitt Romney when you can have a better candidate, someone that's a real deal, a proven leader who is balanced four balanced budgets, who contract with America, almost all of it was passed, defeated Hillary Care, and forced Bill Clinton to welfare reform.
Right.
He is a proven leader. What has Mitt Romney done?
Very good point, yes.
He ran a state that was the very first state to pass gay marriage under his leadership. He was the governor of a state that was 47th or 48th in job creation as governor. He was pro-life before he was pro-choice. He was pro-gun control before he was pro-Second Amendment rights.
Yeah, he's bounced all over the place, hasn't he?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, he's a flip-flopper. And we had a governor, which I actually really liked, that the Democrats loved to call him Zigzag Zell in Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
And he actually spoke at George Bush's, the Republican convention, in 2004, as a Democrat supporting George Bush. And
go ahead.
Zell Miller was actually a conservative Democrat, and there are none of those around anymore in D.C. I mean, they've all been put out to pasture.
Right, they've been pretty much pushed out by the Democrat Party. Not just the way, well, you know, I mean, we should push out the rhinos. But, you know, back to a chat here, let me, as I say, like to go back and forth, is that, you know, Colleen put about, hold on, yeah, about Barbara Haney, as we well know. And Colleen says, hello, Sammy. She's in the chat. Actually, she's on Facebook chat. She's a friend on Facebook, so she'd like to say hi to you, Sammy.
I'm outside right now. I'm not looking at the computer. I said,
you can hear me. This isn't Blog Talk Radio chat. I'm actually also have a, a window up in Facebook. So I'm actually going through both Facebook and Blog Talk Radio's chat.
Okay. Why do that when I'm on
Because if you are a guest, because if you are a guest on in the chat, because you did not sign into the chat, you cannot participate. I believe you cannot participate in the chat. So anyone out there who was in the listening to the show, but you also would like to chime into the chat, And if you do have me as a friend on your Facebook, go ahead and send a chat through your Facebook, and then we can chime in and answer any questions or address any comments you have through there. So I can multitask, you know, flip it between the different pages to see them. And she mentioned Barbara Haney, Colleen did, about you know, broker, how she's got a piece on broker conventions and how many presidents have become nominees through a broker convention and then moved on to win the presidency. And actually, I've had a couple shows where I brought that up, Barbara Haney's up, and she's come in and talked to, you know, talked on it. So if people like to check out the archives about the history of a broker convention and how the history, Republican history, a broker convention equals a Republican victory in the general election. So, you know, you can find things like that in the archives of the show.
Well, I mean, let me expand on what you're talking about, a broker convention, what Barbara Haney has called to our attention. Some of the most, one of the most recent broker conventions was the Eisenhower convention. He was nominated on the second round in a broker convention. But probably the most, what would you call it, the most important Republican in our history of our party, Abraham Lincoln, won in a brokered convention.
Right.
And we're giving you, we're giving you the first, and we're giving you the last.
Right. So yeah, and as Colleen, you know, put, you know, folks, you know, are afraid of, have been made afraid of brokered conventions because they don't understand them. You know, they just don't understand, you know, the history. Because here's the narrative that the establishment and the RNC has created. They've created a narrative that, oh my gosh, a broker convention would be horrible. There'd be so much chaos. It would be, you know, especially since it's televised, the convention has been nothing but a beauty pageant anymore, you know, for a while now. And now they're like, oh, my gosh, these shows such as chaos. It would show that the Republican Party is not united and blah, 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 blah. It's like, well, wait a minute. Actually, if you have a broker convention, that's less time that the effect of negative ads, and we know negative ads are effective. People may say they don't like them, but they are effective. And if we have a broker convention, that only gives the Obama machine with their negative ads, you know, just a matter of, you know, September, October, you know, not even about 2.5 months to try to get all their negative ads out, and their negative ads won't be as effective as they would be if they had from July or June until November to use them. So it actually goes in our favor to have a brokered convention, because then they can't use, you know, use all those negative ads or have that much time for those negative ads to become effective.
Agreed with you 100%. And a lot of people don't realize that the money that the RNC has raised for Mitt Romney, that money can be transferred over to Newt Gingrich. And I think the money...
Right, that's a very good point. Thank you for bringing that up, Sammy.
And the money that Mitt Romney has raised, I'm pretty sure that can probably be transferred over to Newt Gingrich.
Sure, and the PAC money and the money that's gone to the directly to the party, sure they can. And that's another thing. Oh, but they don't have the, you know, the organization. Well, if someone gets the nominee, they're not going to have the organization. Sure they are, because the party has been planning. I mean, here's the thing. If the party itself has been planning a strategy and an organization, no matter who the nominee is going to be, they're already planning, you know, building an organization throughout the nation, not organization throughout the nation. A little rhyme there, but go ahead, Sam.
But if Mitt Romney and the Ron Paul people would not put their organization behind Newt Gingrich in the general election, I would say shame on them.
Well, they would have to if they actually wanted to win. And then if, you know, I mean, and if they didn't do that, they would show they just wanted to be losers. You know, they just want to lose. And thus,
yep.
You know, what would that say to the Republican electorate?
That would be time to say either ditch the Republican Party or move on and let's completely wipe out the Republican Party and put new people in the whole leadership role.
Yeah, vote them all out, yep. Yeah, vote them out. And I think that's a big part of what the Tea Party tried to do. I mean, I really wish the Tea Party would be back in full swing the way that they were back in 2010. Now, they were successful to a point. I mean, unfortunately, many of the candidates that they've got, you know, elected ended up being, you know, conservatives and, I mean, you know, moderates in conservative clothing, you know,
Primate.
Where they were, you know, they were false conservatives. You know, but they were still effective in getting the masses out and getting the word out about, you know, limited government.
Well, the organization is still there. I mean, I'm attached to Tea Party groups all over the country through Facebook with the leadership. The organization is still out there. But I think a lot of the Tea Party movements are so afraid of what we got as our presumptive candidate, and they don't want to stick their neck out because they don't want to be attached to it. And
well, that's yeah, but if they could get out and up, what I'm saying, Sammy, is I think if they could get out en masse like they do in 2010 against Obamacare, and they can get out en masse and say, look, you know, we want a broker convention, we want an open convention so we can get a candidate who can actually beat Barack Obama, and who we know will actually not only repeal Obamacare, but replace it with something that doesn't look like Obamacare. But so, because even if Romney was to repeal or sign a repeal bill to, you know, on Obamacare, what would he replace it with? Something like Romney Care?
Exactly.
So what is he going to replace it with?
But you know the sad thing, though, that Judge Roberts, Chief Justice Roberts, did not kill the bill. And between now and November, they will probably spend hundreds of millions of dollars, if not billions of dollars, for some of these states that are trying to implement it. And if we do repeal it, that is taxpayers' money that is being stolen from people, you and I and every other U.S. citizen.
I thought there were some states that said they're refusing to begin to implement it.
Yeah, well, actually, our governor here in Florida first said if the Supreme Court ruled it constitutional, Governor Rick Scott here in Florida said he was going ahead and start implementing. Now he said he's holding off till after the election.
Well, that's a very smart thing to do.
but he's flip-flopped. And he
yeah, but I heard Arizona, Texas, and Florida and others. Lugnut put in the chat, yes, Arizona, Texas, and Florida and others.
And, God, I mean, a ticket with Newt Gingrich, Rick Perry would be awesome. I mean, I have some issues with Rick Perry, but he does stand for a lot of the values. I mean, I have some issues with him on Gardasil and college tuition.
I just scrolled up real quick. Sammy, I want to interject this. I just scrolled up on the chat real quick, and Kathy put, Mitt Romney doesn't even know why we should vote for Mitt Romney. That's great. Oh, man. That's great.
I mean,
he flip-flopped it. He's flip-flopping on why to vote for him.
Well, he is afraid to attack Mitt Romney on Barack Obama's baggage because he knows that Barack Obama, the current Muslim terrorist sitting in the White House, can flip-flop that back on him.
Mm-hmm.
He will not attack Jeremiah Wright. He will not attack Bernadine Dorn and what's his name? I forgot his name. Her husband, and will not attack Resnick. I mean, the guy is a fake, and that's the reason John McCain lost in 2008, because he would not call out the radical parts of Barack Obama. Mitt Romney's not going to do it either. John McCain lost because of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was weak. He was just so weak. It was unbelievable, you know.
Well, so is Mitt Romney. I mean, he is weak.
Yes.
And I'm sorry. I am. There is nothing about Mitt Romney that I like or support. And everything his record shows. I mean, he voted for Michael Dukakis back in the 90s, or was that late 80s? I mean,
Dukakis was, yeah, I think that was, oh, wow, that was late 80s, I believe, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he is a liberal. I mean, Mitt Romney is an idiot. And I'm sorry, I cannot support him. I will not endorse him. I will not vote for him. Plain and simple. And as it stands right now, and as a lot of people said in the chat, Newt.
Well, yeah, what I try to do tonight is, you know, I try to have people, you know, call in who were Romney supporters so, you know, we could, you know, have a dialogue with them on to why. But as you can plainly see, none have taken up the challenge. I mean, it was an open challenge to Romney supporters to call in and just chime in as to why they, you know, they're supporting him his nomination. But they haven't done it. It was an open invitation. And, I mean, if you go on, things like Facebook pages, you could see it, you know. And it was out there, just knowing, this, you know, at this point, you know, decided to come in, I think, you know, in case because they really don't have much of an argument. So.
Well, let me ask you a question. Once your show gets started, do you see the part over there where you got chat, then you got to the left of that chat, two spaces over on the tabs? I think it's advertise your show or something like that.
Are you talking about in the studio?
Yeah, in the studio.
Yeah, where it says promote. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You ever go in there and check all those and put them on Twitter and put them on Blog Talk Radio?
Yeah.
And,
well, I haven't done much on Blog Talk Radio, yes, but I have on Twitter, and I have. I mean, I do it manually. I don't just click that because that doesn't seem to, you know, do very well. But I should do the one for Blog Talk Radio, but I have not done it for them, but I have done it for others. So.
But that has brought callers in on my show.
For the Blog Talk Radio one, I'll try that out then.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm relatively new. I just, you know, I've been doing this for 6 weeks, so you know,
yeah.
We'll go out, click that, and okay.
Yeah, well, I do advertise my show that way, and it does bring in other people.
Oh, you know what? Oh. You know, I've never used that before. I have never used that before. So, well, that's great. Thank you very much, Sammy. I really appreciate that tidbit of information.
Yeah, that's brought in several good callers that we've had on the show. And
oh, good.
One I'm from Brenda from Tennessee. And
oh, yeah. But, you know, I haven't talked to her. She was supposed to give me a call back, you know, about her website, you know, because she's running for Senate in Tennessee, right. And I'll talk about, because she said she was for supporting a brokered convention. You know, however, you know, when I keep bringing it up for her to be really vocal on it, I don't know how, you know, strongly she's supporting it. But, I mean, we'll see. I mean, sure, her primary is like in a couple of weeks, correct?
No, it's August 2nd or August 3rd, so it's probably less than 2 weeks. It's probably about 10 days.
Really? It says 24 hours, 27 minutes remaining in my show? Wow. That is a long show, Kathy. I guess she's watching it live, and it says there's 24 hour. It's actually 24. What is it? Are you sure it doesn't say 24 minutes, 27 seconds? Because it says 24 hours, 27 minutes remaining. Wow. I hate to tell you, folks. I do not think I will be able to last that long. I could do my best. It'll be kind of like a filibuster. But please, keep chiming in if we got another 24 hours to go.
I mean, if I had 24 hours, they better pay me for that.
Wow, 24 hours. Then okay, that's crazy. But you know, you gotta have fun, you gotta laugh. And speaking of laughs, I love this little clip I'm gonna play for y'all. It's about a minute, and you know, just part of my personality. Sometimes I like to interject a little humor. And so let me find this clip. It is a Romney and Obama. Debate would sound like, and I know you've heard this, Sammy, but it's funny, and I hope I can. There it is. This is hilarious, yeah. Folks. Enjoy.
Yeah, I played it a couple times.
Mr. President, just how different are you from Governor Romney?
Now, let me be clear. I agreed with Governor Romney on many things. For instance, abortion. He was pro-choice most of his adult life. So was I. But he changed his position when he became presidential candidate, Romney.
Hold on.
Now, let's take guns. Now, Governor Romney and I, we were in complete agreement on gun control. Now, that is, until he changed his mind.
But I...
And on health care, well, I was so inspired by Romneycare that I nationalized it and called it Obamacare.
Whoa.
But now, presidential candidate Romney is against the individual mandate and universal health care. Now, I agreed with Governor Romney on many things, but this presidential candidate Romney, I don't even know the guy. Then again, he doesn't seem to know himself.
Oh, come on! Governor Romney?
Any all teacher is responsible for the content of this message.
And that is just hilarious. And I've seen we've got some new people in here, so I'm going to give out the call number. If you'd like to call in to discuss or debate tonight's topic, the call-in number is area code 347-945-7428. Let me repeat that. Area code 347-945-7428. And what we're doing for the people who came in recently is they're putting, you know, out there's a challenge to Republicans, okay? And this is both conservative and moderate, you know, Republicans, but mainly for – you know, just Republicans in general, and can they convince conservatives to support Romney? Now, if people who are on social media, where I've seen that there are many Republicans who are out there still, you know, still trying to convince conservatives to support Romney. Now, my question to some conservatives are you convinced yet? And if you are convinced about supporting Romney, why? And if you're not convinced, you're still not convinced about supporting Romney. Why are you not convinced? And so, you know, people could call in or in the chat, you know, chime in as to the reasoning on why that is. So my contention is I find it amazing. I've never seen this as long as I've been, you know, watching, you know, elections, especially, you know, presidential elections. I've never seen it where you've had so much this late in the game, so much, you know, I'm talking in my lifetime, okay? So I'm not talking about throughout the history of the Republican Party. I'm just talking about, you know, since I've been paying attention to it for about 30 years, since I've been paying attention to it, I was about 10. You know, but I've never seen, you know, a party where or a group of a party, the conservatives, the conservative base, that has hung on to their candidate and supported their candidates so long. I don't have anything against that. I'm all for loyalty. Believe me, I am. I mean, I support Newt Gingrich. I support Newt Gingrich in the primaries, and I still would like to see a brokered convention because I want to see Barack Obama be defeated in November. And if you look at history, you can see that it's through brokered conventions that Republicans get victories. That's when they win. And on the converse side of that, when you don't see, when you don't see Republicans, you know, when you don't see and the Republicans I'm having a brokered convention, then you see, and they're not the incumbent, you see that they lose in the general election. So those candidates that won on the first ballot went on to the general election and lost. Now, I have a new caller in here. It's an area code 843, and I do have one role in here, and that's to talk civilly. So, you know, we do not tolerate profanity here, and I'm not saying that I'm accusing anyone. It's just we have had people in the past come on and use profanity, drop F-bombs, and things of that nature. So all I do is ask that you refrain from any such language and keep the discussion civil. So 843, I'm getting ready to let you on. Hello, 843, how are you tonight?
Hello, Robert, this is John Leach. How are you?
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing all right. I actually thought, well, let me see if I can tune into Charlotte's Pray America, but she's not doing that right now. So I saw that you were on, and I thought, well, I'll listen to you and see what you have to say. And you had an interesting topic there. And what I'm doing is, like, you know, I'm still on Newt Gingrich 360, which is like a ghost website.
Oh my gosh, it's sad.
With not
too
many, I mean, not very many people, but it still looks like a big website because the numbers show up in the groups, but they're just not active. But my position really is I'm against Obama, and I feel he's definitely the worst candidate. So when it comes to voting, of if the choice is Mitt and Obama, there's no question where my vote will be. But I'm not really actively supporting Mitt because, you know, I just can't bring myself to do that. But I feel my best contribution is to actively oppose Obama. So I do that. I still do that with some blogging and other things. And I mean, his record is such an albatross that if the people just saw it, if we can get around the so-called lamestream media or whatever you want to call it, and people see the facts, he would sink his own candidacy very quickly. And I think you're probably also pretty much up to date on about the long-form birth certificate, and now we're seeking to get Congress to investigate that. It looks pretty obvious that it's a fraud, and I think it's a reflection of our president.
Well, it's interesting to bring it up on two points. One, I want to say that Kathy is in the chat, and she would like to say, hi, John. She said, we've missed you.
Oh, hi, Kathy.
I just wanted to convey that to you from her. So there you go, Kathy. And also you bring up a good point about Obama, is that there has been some speculation for a little while now that there's definitely a lot of talk about a broker convention in the Republican side, there has actually been whispers that that might even happen on the Democrat side, especially if the things that you've just spoke of, you know, end up, you know, panning out and, becoming, you know, true and into the light. There's talk about even an Obama possibly stepping down and putting someone like, you know, and the names that's been going around is Hillary Clinton in his stead, which, in my opinion, would be a much more difficult candidate for because she don't have that albatross of the record around her neck to defeat in the general election.
And the interesting thing is still I'm waiting to see how Subgate plays out with the Democrats and with Romney, you know, the cousin sub, and I think it was one that Ohio, where there was a where he was encouraging people to go ahead and get a sub and then vote for him. It was on, I think, Election Day, and they have quotes of what he said, and it looks like it could run afoul of the election law. I mean, I've actually looked at the law because they've had it available on the internet, and to me, I think a reasonable interpretation is that he did violate it, and that would be, if convicted, it would be a felony, and which would disqualify him from running for president. So if the Democrats decide to focus on that and the judges agree, you know, it's possible he'd be taken out. And then if he's taken out, why not put the best man in there? Newt.
Exactly. I mean, those kind of things can happen. know, I mean, it's definitely. I mean, that would be great. And here's the thing: is if Obama, if this comes, is shown to be proved out, you know, what you're talking about with the long-term or long-form birth certificate, and that it's a fraud, and then he actually, you know, there is some laws being broken, he has to step down. I think if it is a Hillary Clinton that takes his place, I think it's even more imperative. I think it's even more imperative that Mitt Romney gets replaced. Because, I mean, Mitt Romney's going to have a hard enough time, in my opinion, against Obama for many reasons. But I think, I mean, it would be even, a more daunting task if it's Hillary Clinton, much more daunting.
Yeah, I think Hillary would probably be the best choice for the Democrats.
Well, and a lot of independents, unfortunately, would go for her as well. So you would need someone, well, and you know what would be interesting? Is if you could have a Newt Gingrich against a Hillary Clinton, and that would be the Battle of 94 again. Well, we know who won that one.
Well, that would be interesting. I mean, you know, really, if the blinders were taken off Americans, they would see, yeah, there are no perfect candidates out there, but Newt has some ideas that actually would work, and they've been proven to work. And granted, he sort of gets himself involved in too many issues, and then the media controlled by the opposition distorts that, and it sort of plays to people who don't know all of the facts, and then he gets sunk that way. But, honestly, I think with what's going on in America, I think the tip of the iceberg is Barack Obama, and I don't think people realize that even if he gets replaced, we have a very daunting task in front of us. Like, one big chunk of it is, I think so much of the media outlets are so infected by dishonesty and their own agenda that they're not reliable, and the best thing for many patriotic Americans to do would basically to no longer use them as a source, but we need to develop other sources like what you're doing and the Facebook application with those who are using that.
Exactly, and let me speak on that, and I believe you're talking about the conservative conversation with Mark Prasick's show and Samuel Sanford in Charlotte.
Yeah.
Okay, great. And then also from this show, if you came in on the homepage, if people out there like the show, they can just go under the icon where it says the little follow button and follow it. If you do so, I appreciate it. Also, there's a new website for my Blog Talk Radio show. It's the Bard's Logic Political Talk. It's a website. And you can also go to the link there. And if you go to the About the Show page, after reading and going to the bottom, you will find a link to the page of the Conservative Conversation, where you can also find Charlotte Dively's show, as well as Samuel Sanford's show and Mark Prasick's show.
Oh, great, great. So you have a website that connects them all out there now. That's good.
Yes, I do. It's on. Well, the website is for this show specifically, but I do promote and send a link to to the other shows, right, on that website.
Well, hey, Robert and John, I'm getting ready to back out because my show starts in 12 minutes. And
you can find his on those links. I'm not linked. Thank you, Sammy.
God bless you, Sammy. Thank you. I trust you're doing better.
Yeah, I'm feeling a little bit better now. And it was a hard night Saturday night and Sunday, but Monday got a little bit better, and that's the reason I got my show up running again.
Well, keep up the good work.
Well, thank you. And I'm not going to shut up for Newt Gingrich, and I will not back down. And people can try to intimidate me. They can go fly a kite. That's what I can say. But all right.
Well, we will talk to you later, Sammy. Thank you very much for coming on to the show tonight.
You're very welcome. I got about 12 minutes, so I need to take me a little breather here, then get ready to get my show going.
No problem.
Good night,
okay,
Sammy.
Rock on, Robert.
Take care. Thank
Robert,
you.
you're a very elegant speaker, and I definitely
you,
do appreciate it. Your show is going to probably be number one very soon. Keep up
the
good work.
I don't know, Sam. You know, I'd be happy with number two with you at the lead, sir.
All right. Bye-bye.
You take care.
Yeah, I will.
Folks, yes, that was Samuel Sanford great guy, great patriot, been working hard for this country, you know, fighting the good, you know, the good fight and trying to get, you know, a candidate, which for me and for many others is Newt Gingrich, because we believe that he is, at least myself, and that Newt Gingrich represents, you know, the ideology, the ideas that, you know, we espouse, that now this country is still great, still a great nation, but I think we've fallen back some, and I think through Newt Gingrich's ideas and ideals, that it, of course, his bold vision for America can bring us back to the former greatness we once had. As I said, we're still a great nation, but we fell back some, and I think he can move us forward. So go ahead, John. I just wanted to put that little plug in there. Thank you.
Oh, well, you know, it's really interesting, because this whole thing is like, some of us, including myself, worked extremely hard. Like, I started like in South Carolina before Newt got here, and South Carolina and Georgia got it right, but the rest of the country, all of the distortions took their toll, and it's a reflection on how the media has failed to accept their role of being an extra checkpoint to make sure that the government doesn't get away with things that they shouldn't be getting mm-hmm. away with. And maybe you've also seen, which I have, just recently, how the New York Times, there was an article about the White House actually checking over what the media is going to release for approval before they release it. And most of the media
wow.
go along with that. And, you know, so it's just like you're getting now spoon-fed things that the Obama White House wants the people to hear. And, like, there's a huge blackout of what's going on with Sheriff Joe and looking into dishonesty and the apparent fraud in the credentials of President Obama that would disqualify him from being president.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the blackout is deafening.
Yeah, definitely. And it's, you know, I can see that. Well, for one, two things. One, I could see this type of media, this very interactive media, because, I mean, we're talking on the phone, I'm talking to people in chat, we're getting some news out, you know, we're in, it's like interactive media here, and that I think it truly has the potential to replace, you know, the old, you know, 20th century, you know, mode of people getting their news to a new 21st century way of doing it that could possibly replace things like your cable news and even your radio, because it is more, you know, interactive, you know,
mm-hmm.
you know, with people. Plus, I mean, one thing the show promotes is people to do their own research, because, you know, look how long people have been relying on, you know, things like Fox News and Rush Limbaugh and Glenn Beck, only to, when they really needed them the most, be spoon-fed, as you said, misinformation or blacked-out information that they really could use for this election cycle.
Yeah, I totally agree with you, and I think like you all are on the cutting edge of what needs to be done if we are going to retake our republic and reclaim it to be the great nation that it was designed to be. The major problem is the media and what it's doing, and the people that just go along and follow like sheep.
Mm-hmm.
We can't be lazy anymore. We can't coast on what was put through the blood, sweat, and tears of those who went before us that made this country great. We've used up that capital, and now we're in, you know, in a bankruptcy mode, and we have to create the capital by the hard work that is required of patriots.
Exactly. That's why in the beginning of the show I play an audio clip, it's from YouTube. It's called The Soldiers 2. I don't know the whole clip of it, but also on the website, on the which page is the? Oh, I'm having a brain freeze. It's my son. I'm having a brain freeze. I should actually look at the site. That'll help me out.
Don't put your brain in the microwave. Whatever you do.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. Well, you know, the page has been up since Sunday. It's the Get Involved page. It's the third page on the show. And what I do is I supply some video clips for people to watch, and with a little caption or, you know, a little paragraph, you know, beside it, you know, maybe giving information or, you know, get involved, kind of do at least, you know, something for them to see that perhaps they would have the information they would have gotten from, you know, the mainstream media or the so-called conservative media. So actually, yeah, so the clip that, or the video clip could be seen on the website to the opening song. And actually, there's also a, at the end of the show, which is unfortunately going to be in a couple minutes, I also have a video on there to the lyrics. It's on the video that I also have the lyrics to the song that I play at the end of the show from Aubrey Ashburn. So, but anyway, unfortunately, it is that time, and I want to thank you very much, John, for coming in tonight. And I really would like to invite you back to the show to chime in again some other time. And I think you bring some really good points to the table, especially about Obama and, you know, and Newt Gingrich in the whole election, what's been going on in this election cycle and process. So I really would like to thank you for coming on and hope to see you again.
Well, thank you, Robert. It's my pleasure, and I applaud you for the courage you have shown to make the commitment to actually be there, you know, 5 days a week doing what you're doing. God bless you.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you very much. And just a little plug more. So I'm Sunday through Thursdays when I do live shows, and then on Saturday, and then on Friday nights and Saturday nights I do rebroadcasts of previous shows.
Okay. There. Now I got that straight. Thank you very much.
Well, not you. I'm just for the audience, per se. Because for a while, you're right. I was just doing the five nights, and I'm not doing live five nights. That's true. So, but the rebroadcasts aren't live, and
well,
I appreciate it.
Okay. Thanks, Robert.
All right. Take care. And also, I'd like to thank Samuel Sanford for coming in tonight, and thank everyone who's come on to the show, both in the chat here on the Blog Talk Radio and chat and Facebook. That I've just discovered tonight, which I think is going to be a good way of communicating. So, as I said at this time, I like to end the show with the audio clip, which you can find the lyrics to the song on that video. So, without further ado, here it goes. And good night, everyone. Take care. Hope to see you again. And good night.